Good evening. Would you like any assistance with ordering your food? Yes, I can see that you're sat here alone. So I thought I'd give you some company and help you with your decision making. So we serve fresh, authentic Italian food here every day, and actually our menu changes daily just because we like to use entirely fresh ingredients, and we like to use ingredients which are locally sourced and in season, which is why we change the menu from day to day based on which ingredients we're able to source and then use in each meal. Okay, so seeing as you're here alone and that we're not very busy at the moment, I thought I would share with you what we have on the menu for this evening, and just give you a little further information on what each dish has to offer. That sound? Obviously, if you'd rather I just left you alone to decide by yourself, then that's perfectly okay. Okay, great. Well, like I said, we're not very busy at the moment, so it'll be a nice opportunity for me to share with you a little bit of my knowledge behind each dish. Just get my notebook, which contains this evening's menu. Now, before your meal, I'm assuming that you would like some water. Would you like tap, sparkling, or still? Okay. No problem. Now, before we get your food, you will be served some complimentary fresh ciabatta bread and olives soaked in garlic and chilli. Okay, so you will have a little taste of what's to come before your food arrives. Okay, now what would you like to drink? We have a wide range of cocktails, spirits, wines, soft drinks. What would you like this evening? You're not too sure. Okay, well, I personally would recommend having a cocktail to start off with, and then perhaps later I can assist you on choosing a wine to complement your food. Okay, well, let me tell you what we have on our cocktail list tonight. So we do have three Italian cocktails for you, okay? And these are fairly authentic and iconic Italian cocktails. So firstly, we have an Aperol Spritz, which is three parts Prosecco, two parts Aperol, and one part soda. And this is Italy's most famous spritz. Aperol, by the way, is an orange-flavoured alcohol. And this drink is very refreshing, with a strong taste of orange, so it is very fragrant and fruity. Definitely one of my favourites. Next, we have a cocktail named Death in Venice, and this is Campari, stirred with grapefruit and orange bitters, mixed with our finest Prosecco. So again, quite citrusy, but very refreshing and flavoursome. We finally have the Negroni, which is very classic, containing gin, sweet red vermouth and Campari. Okay, now moving on to our other cocktails. I have five of my favourites to share with you tonight. Firstly, we have the mojito, and this contains white rum, mint, lime, brown sugar, and soda. And this is such a delicious cocktail. If you're not sure on what you would like, I'd probably recommend this drink because I don't know many people that dislike the mojito. Again, a very refreshing drink to start off your meal nicely. Next, we have the Cosmopolitan, which is my personal favourite. This contains vodka, Cointreau, cranberry, and lime, served in a martini glass with a slice of orange peel. Next, we have the Porn Star Martini, which is a very, very popular choice here at the restaurant. And this contains vanilla vodka, passion fruit liqueur, and fresh passion fruit, and a shot of our finest Prosecco. Again, this is served in one of our martini glasses. Next, we have the Bramble, which is a perfect choice for gin lovers. So this contains gin, lemon, sugar, and French blackberry liqueur. And this is served with a fresh blackberry. And finally, we have our house cocktail. So this was designed exclusively for our restaurant by our head barman. And this contains vodka, pureed white peach, raspberries, passion fruit, and pomegranate. Again, a very fruity number, very nice and sweet, refreshing, perfectly light before a meal. Okay, so out of those cocktails, which one do you think you'd like to be ordering this evening? Of course. What a wonderful choice. Just jot that one down. Now that we have decided on your cocktail, let me talk you through our appetizers for this evening. Okay. So firstly, we have our classic bruschetta, such a famous Italian dish. And this is a toasted ciabatta slice topped with cherry tomatoes, olive oil, fresh basil and garlic, served on a bed of rocket. Okay, so quite a nice light starter to have. Really fresh produce adds really gorgeous flavour to this dish. Next, we have our calamari, and this is fresh pan-fried baby squid with a lemon and garlic. Really delicious. If you enjoy seafood, then this is one that I would highly recommend. Next, we have our caprese salad. So this is sliced buffalo mozzarella and beef tomatoes on a bed of fresh basil, drizzled with olive oil. And again, this is a very iconic Italian dish. Each component signifies each of the colours of the Italian flag, with the green being the basil, the white being the mozzarella, and of course the red being the tomato. Next, we have the rustico, which is toasted ciabatta bread topped with caramelised onion and goat's cheese, and baked in the oven. It's served with a rocket salad and drizzled with a balsamic reduction. this is really delicious. Slightly heavier than the other dishes, with that richness coming from the goat's cheese, but nonetheless a fantastic choice. Next, we have our famous arancini balls. Arancini balls are Italian deep-fried balls of rice stuffed with tomato, mozzarella, and mincemeat. We serve ours with a truffle mayonnaise. Really rich and decadent. Next, we have our king prawns. And these are king prawns cooked in a garlic butter chili sauce, served with a rocket salad. And finally, we have our mussels, are cooked in a tomato, white wine, and chili sauce, served with crostini bread. So again, a really popular choice for seafood lovers. So from those appetizers, are there any that take your fancy? Great. That's a fantastic choice. Love that appetizer. As a member of staff, I get to try the food quite regularly, and that's definitely up there on my favourite list. So now that we have decided on your cocktail and your appetizer, let's move on to the selection of mains that we have to offer this evening. Now, I'm firstly going to run through our selection of pizzas. Of course, when you think of Italian food, you think of pizza. So maybe one of these would be a good option if you're after some authentic Italian food. Firstly, we have the margherita, which is obviously the pizza base topped with tomato sauce, mozzarella, and fresh basil. Now, next we have our picante pizza, and this is topped with tomato, mozzarella, and spiced salami. Next, we have the parmigiana, which is topped with tomato sauce, basil, olive oil, buffalo mozzarella, and aubergine. And finally, we have our Parma, which is topped with tomato sauce, mozzarella, parma ham, rocket, and shavings of parmesan. So those are the four pizzas that we have on offer this evening. Now, it might seem like a limited number of choices for an Italian restaurant, but like I said, we really do pride ourselves in the fact that we source local produce, which is in season, hence why each of our dishes are changing daily, so that we can ensure to keep our promise of supplying fresh produce. So next I'm going to run you through the choice of pastas that we have, another iconic Italian food. So we are starting off with the spaghetti bolognese. This is spaghetti served with a rich homemade ragu bolognese sauce. Now, if you are a vegetarian, we can serve this with a non-meat alternative. Moving on to the spaghetti carbonara, which is spaghetti pasta cooked in a rich, creamy sauce with pancetta. And if you'd like, we can serve it with an egg on top. Next, we have one of our most popular dishes, and that is our lasagna. It's rich and homemade in a ragu sauce with parmesan and mozzarella. And again, if are a vegetarian, you can have our vegetarian lasagna where we use aubergine, courgettes, peppers and tomatoes instead of our meat. Next, we have our tortellini. This is our homemade tortellini filled with ricotta and spinach in a tomato and basil sauce. This dish in particular is light and delicious. Next, we have our seafood linguine. This is linguine pasta cooked in a white wine and cherry tomato sauce with mussels, clams, prawns, baby squid, and salmon. Now, moving on to our risottos. Firstly, we have our mushroom risotto. This is risotto with a selection of wild mushrooms cooked in a white wine sauce. A really rich and flavoursome dish that I would definitely recommend. Next, we have our seafood risotto, which is risotto cooked in a white wine and cherry tomato sauce with mussels, clams, king prawns, baby squid, and salmon. So that dish is very similar to the seafood linguine, except obviously this one is a risotto. And then we have our deluxe risotto. And this is a risotto flavoured with saffron, pancetta, pumpkin, and parmesan shavings. And that is our deluxe risotto because it contains very rich and expensive ingredients. So definitely want to choose if you're wanting a very luxurious meal this evening. Now I'm moving on to our specials for this evening. The first special that we have on offer is a sea bass fillet. So this is a prime sea bass fillet cooked in a white wine and cherry tomato sauce, served with garlic, tiger prawns and crushed potatoes. And this dish is particularly fresh and delicate. Next, we have chicken. And this is a chicken breast cooked in a rich and creamy mushroom sauce, served with rosemary potatoes. And then our final special for this evening is veal. So we are serving medallions of veal, served with a gorgonzola cheese sauce on a bed of rocket, served with rosemary potatoes. So, having listened to all of the main courses on offer this evening, which would you like to try? Okay. Perfect. With extra cheese, of course. We can bring you as much cheese as you'd like. Perfect. I'll let the chef know. Now, of course, you may want some sides to accompany your main meal. So let me briefly run through what we have to offer. So we do have a homemade garlic bread. And this is used with our ciabatta bread toasted with a garlic butter. Next, we have a classic Caesar salad. And we can serve this with or without. Then we have a rocket and parmesan salad served with a balsamic dressing. Then we have our truffle and parmesan fries, or we can just serve normal French fries for you. And finally, we have some steamed green vegetables. So are there any sides there that you would like to come with your main meal? Okay, I think that's a great choice. I think they will accompany your meal very nicely. nice to have a bit of variety on the plate, so it's always a good idea to order sides. Okay, so now that we have decided on a cocktail, an appetizer, a main course, and some sides, let's decide on a dessert for you. Okay, now, of course, all of our desserts, again, are freshly made with products used that are in season and that are sourced locally. Okay, so let me tell you what we have to offer this evening. Our first dessert is our tiramisu, and this is delicious espresso soaked Italian sponge layered with a whipped mixture of cream, sugar, and mascarpone cheese dusted with cocoa. This is such a famous Italian dessert. So again, if you're wanting to have a very authentic, traditional Italian meal, that's possibly the dessert that I would opt for. Next, we have a limoncello cheesecake. This is a ricotta and mascarpone cheesecake with a limoncello cream and a lemon custard sauce. Limoncello is quite a traditional Italian liqueur, so definitely another choice if you're wanting to opt for a traditional Italian dessert. Next, we have a chocolate souffle, and this is our classic chocolate fondant souffle with a liquid chocolate centre. It's served warm and with a scoop of our vanilla bean gelato. So obviously, if you're a chocolate fan, then I would definitely recommend this one. It's rich and chocolatey and warm and just a beautiful way to end a meal. Next, we have our panna cotta, another famous Italian dessert. Our creamy panna cotta caramel sauce and served with a hazelnut biscotti. Next, we have affogato, which is our vanilla bean gelato served with amaretto and an espresso shot. So if you're wanting to end the meal on a high, possibly get that dose of coffee in, that's a really delicious light dessert that I. And then we have a selection of sorbets and gelatos, which are all homemade. Okay, so people quite often wonder why the Italians refer to ice cream as gelato. And although a lot of people believe that they are the same thing, they're really not. So gelato starts off with a similar custard base, but has a higher proportion of milk and a lower proportion of cream and eggs. It is churned at a much slower rate, incorporating less air and leaving the gelato a lot denser than ice cream. Some might say that gelato is a much finer, richer version of ice cream. So, the flavours that we have on offer are vanilla bean, chocolate, hazelnut, dolce de leche, strawberry, pistachio, and coffee. And then next, we have our selection of sorbets. And we have lemon, raspberry, mango, Aperol and blood orange, coconut, limoncello, and strawberry and champagne. So, out of all of the desserts just described to you, which would you like to order tonight? Okay, great. I think that's a really lovely choice that is going to complement your other decisions as well. Brilliant. Just jot that one down. Okay, so we've ordered your cocktail, your appetizer, your main course, your sides, and your dessert. So I think you're really going to enjoy this evening's meal. Okay. Now, obviously, you will have your water coming shortly and your complimentary ciabatta and olives. And also, if you would like to order any coffees or liqueurs or more drinks throughout the evening, then please do not hesitate to ask. Okay. Now, let me go and pass this on to the chef, and you enjoy your meal.